Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
They flooded in right after the Iowa caucuses ended, and now the Democratic presidential candidates continue to crisscross New Hampshire just 6 days from the presidential primary there. Preliminary results from Iowa provided a surprise for Pete Buttigieg, as he's ahead right now in the delegate count, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports from New Hampshire.
Buttigieg was elated as he addressed the last of several town hall meetings across New Hampshire. This one was in Concord, where nearly 500 people showed up to hear him.
We are having a very good day. And we have a lot of work to do. So I'm here humbled by good news that's come over the airwaves today, mindful that we are... Yeah, we can go ahead and celebrate that for a second.
Buttigieg now hopes to convert his Iowa success into a good performance in New Hampshire as he seeks to consolidate his position as the candidate of the center, edging out Joe Biden and Amy Klobuchar. Lori DeWitt, a nurse, was among those already committed to Buttigieg. She likes some of his positions.
But I also think he has a open-mindedness and a flexibility and the ability to work with people, probably more than any other candidate.
So far, the Iowa caucus results have landed Elizabeth Warren in third place behind Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders. She also addressed a crowd of nearly 500 people in Keene earlier in the day, her only event in New Hampshire, as she must still juggle campaigning with her Senate duties, including voting in President Trump's impeachment trial today. Warren said she is the best candidate to beat Trump.
Can a woman win as president? I just want to be clear on this. The world has changed since 2016. We took back the House. We took back state houses in 2018 because of women candidates and because of women who got out and fought for those candidates. Since Trump has been elected, women have been outperforming men in competitive races.
Among those listening to Warren was Karen Lupkeman. She knows she wants to vote for a woman. She's trying to decide between Amy Klobuchar and Warren.
She has a lot of new ideas. She's an extremely intelligent woman. I think she has the kind of caring heart that we need in government at this moment.
But Lupkeman does not support Medicare for All, which Warren does support. The technical snafus that plagued the result gathering in the Iowa Democratic caucuses have left candidates moving on to a race they hope will provide more definitive results when the people of New Hampshire vote in their primary next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Merrimack, New Hampshire.